Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Listen to these figures from the U.S. government. 37 million Americans, including 11 million children, struggle to get the nutritious food they need. As we pause in this season of Thanksgiving, on this week's 880 In-Depth podcast, we talk hunger.
There is food for everyone. Father, daughter, mother, son, there's enough for everyone in our green and growing home. In the desert, in the rain, from the mountain to the plain, there's enough for everyone in our green and growing home.
That is the voice of Tom Chapin, live in Studio 11B. Tom, welcome. Tom is here with Noreen Springstead, who is the executive director of Why Hunger. And on this Thanksgiving, we want to talk about hunger and poverty in America, in our own community, and what this organization and others are doing to solve it. Why don't we start with you, Tom? Music is such a driver, and Why Hunger was co-founded by your brother Harry in 1975. Harry's been gone, what, 38 years, you said this morning, and but his inspiration is magical, isn't it?
It is. It's in some ways hard to believe. He was 38 years old when he died, and now this is 38 years later, and the issue is still with us. And he was hoping that it could be solved, and we know it can be. And B, it's been the organization that we're all a part of and we're talking about today, Why Hunger, is stronger than ever and doing wonderful work. And I know if he was here, he'd be, first of all, in the middle of it, and second of all, be extraordinarily proud of the shape of the work that we're doing. We're putting hungry people in touch with food and helping them towards self-reliance.
I was going to ask Noreen to weigh in on the state of the problem today. I mentioned the government figures of 37 million Americans. We are doing better, though, right?
We are doing better. Last year, the number was 40 million Americans. But those are real people with real lives. And half of the people who are on government assistance in the form of SNAP, which is food stamps, are working. More than half of the people that go to food banks and food pantries and soup kitchens are working. So I like to sort of agitate at that and say, do we have a food problem or do we have a wage problem? 3.6% unemployment.
I think I told you this story the other day when we were preparing for this. My mother-in-law works at a food kitchen in volunteers in a food kitchen in the Hudson Valley up in the Kingston area. And she told me a couple of years ago they were giving out 500 turkey dinners in the Monday before Thanksgiving, in Thanksgiving week. And she says that number is tripled. Wow. That just this week there were more than 1,500. And she's talked to some of them, and some of them are relaying stories like they have good jobs, meaning they are gainfully employed in the hours they work, but the money they make does not meet what their needs are for their family.
Which means the rent and school costs and car costs and all the other things we know we have to pay, and somehow food is one of the ones people not by choice but by the reality they have to scrimp on, and you think of that, what a terrible choice that is for a family to say, well, I can't give my daughter or my son or myself enough to eat, but I have to pay the phone bill. I have to pay this other stuff. There's just not enough money to go around.
Yeah, that's a sad state, especially such a wealthy economy that we have. I mean, we've got our economic problems. We've got a lot of debt in America, but we've got a lot of money.
That's right. And I think inequality is one of the things that people are talking about. It's certainly on the top of the minds of the newspapers and the radio stations and in people's lives. What does that look like? What does it mean? 60,000 agencies are feeding people every single day in America. We have developed a $1 billion food and distribution system to solve the hunger problem with food charity. And I say we can do much better than that. So when we talk to the organizations on the front line of hunger and those serving people who are working, we say, what's the solution? More than 70% of them had said in a recent survey, a living wage. We really need to think about this as a wage problem, that we, people who are working are not getting by. When the federal government defines poverty for a family of four as $25,000 a year, anyone with any common sense knows that just doesn't cut it. You just cannot make it, depending on where you're living. But in New York City alone, I think we did some research ourselves. For a single person, it's about $52,000 a year. So imagine feeding a few kids on $25,000. Of course you're going to rely on food charity.
Tom, what is it about music that that Harry knew and that you have discovered over the years that it is such a driver and such an inspiration for people to do good?
Well, I think it comes a bit with the territory. You know, if you're a folk musician especially, and you grew up with listening to Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie and the Weavers and Peter, Paul and Mary, and somehow the doing good work seemed to come with the territory. It was not just music, pop music, and making $1 billion and being all over the newspapers. It was having a life in music that maybe meant something. In fact, that's what I was 12 and Harry was 14 and Steve was 11, and we heard a recording called The Weavers at Carnegie Hall, and the songs were not pop songs. They were real people talking about real things, you know. 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, because I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. This is not a new problem, you know. And the fact that they were singing about that just galvanized us, that we wanted to do this kind of music, you know. And so that was 60-some years ago, you know. I live in the Hudson Valley. And if you told me that I would actually have known Pete Seeger and spent time with him and done concerts with him, I would have been, are you kidding me? How cool. But I'm thinking about one of the early benefits I did with Harry and Pete out in Long Island at Huntington High School. And before the concert, this young high school kid had to do an article about for his school paper, and he comes up to Pete and says, "Mr. Seeger, you spent your whole life doing benefits for these causes and stuff. Has it ever made a difference?" And Pete said something that Harry has quoted him millions of times, and now I do too. Pete said, "I don't know, but I do know I met the good people, people with live hearts, live eyes, and live minds." And we went, bingo. Here we are. This is, you know, how many years later, and I'm working with people with live hearts, live eyes, live minds who are doing great work, and with our partners the same way.
Noreen, you go ahead. You were going to say something.
It just made me think of what motivates me and the moving experiences that I've had over so many years. It's when I'm in community with people, really seeing another person's humanity and the value that they have. I think we often marginalize people, don't think about them, leave them out of the American dream when there's so much potential for those 37 million people. Could you imagine if they were really engaged in overall prosperity in our country? I think we can do so much better. So standing side by side with people, that could be having a meal. That could be planting a row. That could be harvesting food, working with teenagers in Bed-Stuy, where they are learning the skills to plant, to grow, to harvest, to market, learning about health, seeing the absolute potential in who they are, and just one person believing in them. That makes a difference. And that's why Why Hunger, as a grassroots support organization, working with people in community to really believe in the power of change, that we can solve hunger. I've seen it firsthand. I've experienced it. Could be an abandoned lot in the Bronx. It could be a food program in East LA. It could be a program in Bloomington, Indiana. That's what we do. We believe in the potential of people to solve the hunger problem.
Everyone, no matter who, there's a place reserved for you. There's enough for everyone in our green and growing home. There is food enough to share, up to us to get it there. There's enough for everyone in our green and growing home. In our green and growing home.
When you guys talk about Hungerthon, your mission is, you know, 365, 24/7. But this time of year, you're especially focused on raising money to help these organizations that you mentioned, these grassroots organizations. Tell me about Hungerthon.
The Hungerthon has been an amazing radio tradition, started in the 70s. I believe this is our 34th annual. It's just a great time when people are thinking about family and food and Thanksgiving. It strikes a chord. Hunger is obviously a 365-day a year problem. And in the summer, that's when kids go hungriest. So the Hungerthon campaign is our chance to take over the radio airwaves, talk about the issue, and raise really important funds to fuel our work for the year ahead.
And Tom, we had this quick conversation off the air a little while ago. Do you ever worry that the memory of Harry, fades with, I see it on, in the eyes of young people, you know, like Debbie, who's in here with us, and Noreen, and the folks that you play for. I mean, I'm convinced that his music lives forever and his inspiration lives forever. But how do you make sure that what he started in 1975, what he and Bill started in 1975?
Well, as I said earlier, the amazing thing is how incredibly the good work has been doing, and how many people are all of us here in this room and all of us listening are hearing this and understanding it. It's an amazing thing, really, to think about Harry. There's going to be a new documentary coming out in the fall, in the spring, I guess, sometime, called When in Doubt, Do Something, which is a watchword for Harry. And the other watchword, with family watchword, was Two's Company, Harry's a Crowd. Because he when he got a bit into his, he got a bite on something, he was like, just do it. And I remember talking to a couple of years ago to Mike Francesa, and he says, the guy was like a saint. Half the money was going to other people, and nobody does that. And I didn't say the thing afterwards. I said, you know what I should have said was, he was no saint. But when Harry had an idea that he really believed in, and he got the bit in his teeth, I'm going to make this work. We can make it. It was always we. We can make this work. And that's really the watchword here. And that's the reason people remember him. It was not about, look at me, I'm singing this song. It's, we can do this. And that's the watchword for Bill Ayers as well. And our organization is not about that why hunger is going to solve all the problems. It's about why hunger and its partners, and you and me together, this is a solvable problem. And that's so in my mind, regardless of whether it's Harry's name or not Harry's name, the organization and the idea of what we're doing is a we idea. The only way it's going to work, and it happens every year, we're here on these radio stations, and last year over $1 million came in. That's not Harry, that's not me, that's we.
Noreen, last word?
I get to see the world through the eyes of my three daughters. They're really the next generation, and they're really concerned about what comes next. And I also think they're very aware that we have to come together to solve social problems and build a better future for everyone. And that's a bit of what the Hungerthon sure does.
And for people who want to give or people who want to learn more information?
You can go to hungerthon.org to learn about the campaign, but Why Hunger is a force all year round, so whyhunger.org for more information about our work.
There is food for everyone, father, daughter, mother, son. There's enough for everyone in our green and growing home. There's enough for everyone in our green and growing home.
Thanks to Noreen and Tom, and I would like to quote Harry and say, do something. Happy Thanksgiving.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.